Basic Bananas.
Hi and welcome back to Basic Bananas Radio. This is Francisca. I'm one of the co-founders of Basic Bananas. Now, today in this episode, I'm going to share a personal experience that I've just had last week, actually. So last week, I happened to be in New York City and I found out about maybe 2 weeks before that the New York City Marathon was going to be on the same date that I'm going to be in the city. And so I thought, well, I might as well just see if I can enter, get a bib to enter the New York City Marathon and just run that thing. And it was really one of these things that I said, maybe, I don't know, a few years ago, maybe I once said to a friend, you know, one day I will run a marathon, but I don't really want to train for it. I'm more of an ocean girl. I don't mind running, but I don't normally run very much. And so 2 weeks before the marathon, I got a ticket to run it. And also I bought running shoes, which is pretty funny because you're meant to be training for this thing. So I thought, okay, I'm not training very much at all. I only bought shoes to go running 2 weeks before because normally I'm just barefoot on the beach. I do a few runs. So I was in Switzerland, I did a 7K, 8K, 9K run, which is totally nothing because that marathon is 42.5Ks, which I have never run anything close to that. So what I thought I would do is use this experience as a mindset experiment. I wanted to see if you can use your mindset to do something like that. And of course, you know, I'm not encouraging anyone to go and do a marathon without training. I don't even think it's very healthy for your body. But it really, for me, was almost, it wasn't even so much a question, hey, can I do it? But I almost knew that if I have the right mindset, and I'm going to give you some pointers here of what I did to finish the marathon in just under 5 hours, is it, I just wanted to prove to myself and people that if you have the right mindset, you can almost achieve anything. I truly, honestly believe that mindset makes up more than half of our successes. So I see, of course, through Basic Bananas, we work with a lot of businesses, and I always see business owners that have a very strong mindset and they obviously go and make things happen. And then there's the other kind of business owner that has all the tools that they need. They know exactly what needs to happen, but they're not making it happen. So sometimes I just ask myself why. Given that they all have the same background, the same tools, the same education, why are some people making it happen and others are not? And I believe that mindset is one of the most important things to consider. Now, I did ask a few people that are, some of my friends that are runners, what I should do given that I only had 2 weeks in terms of eating and what should I bring. And so what I did, a lot of people said, you need to do some carb loading before the marathon. And I have no idea about this. So I just ate a burrito the night before. It was delicious. Probably doesn't count that much. And the other thing that people also said is drink a lot of water, especially the morning of the marathon. Just drink a lot of water. So I did that. I woke up early to then go make my way to the marathon. It took about an hour and a half to get to the starting line. And I drank so much water. It was so painful because I had to go to the bathroom every 5 minutes, which was almost impossible because I was sitting on a bus or a boat, a ferry, to get to the starting line in New York City, actually in Staten Island. So that tip about drinking so much water, I think I took that too literally. Now, throughout the marathon, running it, I was actually okay. I got a few blisters. Probably the most pain I had was maybe sort of 15K in, when I really started to get some pretty actually deep blisters. But then that pain went away because I just forgot about it. So I had maybe 4 or 5 blisters on my toes. And then I started to forget about it. So that pain went away. And in terms of the muscles, somebody told me that actually, and it was exactly like that. The pain started to come up a little bit in my knees, and then it started traveling through my body. So my hips were a bit more sore towards the end, but it was bearable. It wasn't that hard. Although people that know me, they would say, well, you say that because you have a very high pain threshold. So what did I learn in terms of mindset? And these things that I'm sharing with you right now very much apply to business. They apply to life. They apply to anything you want to achieve, really. So the first one I would like to share is positive self-talk. And of course, we all know about positive self-talk, but are we doing it in life, in real life, in business? For this experience here, the marathon, which by the way was an incredible experience, I highly recommend it. I'm probably not going to do it again, but if you do want to ever run a marathon, I think the New York City Marathon is incredible. People are cheering you on. You run through 5 different boroughs, suburbs of New York City, and the vibe is so different. There's Brooklyn, and then there is the Jewish quarter, and then there is the Bronx, and it's just incredible. And also they have so much music along the way. It's really, if somebody would ask me what got you through the marathon, so I guess relatively easily, it's definitely my positive self-talk. So I was telling myself, I got this the whole time, or not the whole time, but sometimes when I started to feel a little tired, I just went, I got this, I got this, I got this. And then the music, especially when there's like some in the Bronx, running through the Bronx, and there's some gangster hip hop, it was just all I needed. Actually, there was one song, it was in Brooklyn, probably almost halfway through the marathon, 21Ks in. There was a Bon Jovi cover band, and they were playing Living on a Prayer, and that song was just the one that got me, like kept me going, like, yeah, I got this. It's just about, you know, it's one of these songs that I would listen to when I was a kid, I guess, or a lot younger. So yeah, that really helped. But the mantra that I told myself for most of the time was, I got this. And then towards the end, where it just kept going, probably the last 5Ks was probably when I had to really kick my own butt harder than ever before, or in, you know, harder than the first sort of 37Ks. I actually also swore a little bit in my head. I'm like, yeah, I'm not gonna just say it here, but I was like swearing a little bit at the marathon, but kind of saying, hey, you can't defeat me, I got this, I got this. And I just kept going. The second point is, in business and in life, sometimes we over prepare. So I don't think it's smart to not prepare for a marathon like I did, but I do also think that sometimes we over prepare or we overthink. We don't have to overthink everything. Sometimes we just have to do. So sometimes, instead of thinking and preparing for a million times, years, sometimes of course you do, and if it's, you know, if it's about survival, but often we overthink way too much, way too much. Sometimes we just have to go and do it. And then of course the next one is, you have to believe in yourself, and you have to trust yourself. You have to trust your abilities. If it doesn't kill you, it only makes you stronger. A marathon normally doesn't kill you, I think. You know, it makes you stronger to push through the pain. And that's the next point. Sometimes you have to push through the pain in a situation. In business, you might have a painful situation. Sometimes you just have to push through a little bit and it might go away. It might go away. So sometimes you just have to go with it and realize, hey, okay, right now this is a really painful situation or circumstances. Let's push through. And it will go away. And if it doesn't go away, then we have to move to a different course. We have to change direction. And that brings me to the next point, which is get it done. Get it done. I always believe in business and in life, if something is painful, if something is annoying, if we are procrastinating on something, let's just get it done. So with this marathon, it was a little bit painful sometimes. It was also fun most of the time. But I just thought to myself, you know, I could walk this thing if I had to, but I don't want to, because I want to get it done. I just want to get to the finish line and, you know, go and have a hot shower and chill out. So I ran the whole marathon, except for I did some live videos on Facebook. So I stopped for those, I walked for those, and also to drink water. I drank water and Gatorade at almost every drinking station, just quickly. I never really stopped, I just walked, drank something, and then kept running. So I did the whole thing in just under 5 hours, which apparently is not too bad for a total newbie. And then the next point is enjoy the journey. So, you know, even if something is a little painful sometimes, maybe we can still find a little bit of enjoyment in the painfulness. And even if it's not enjoyment, maybe some lessons. So I always believe in enjoying the journey. You know, even when I travel, like right now I'm in LA and I've got a few meetings here. I'm just waiting for my next meeting. So I thought I'll record this. And then I'm going to jump on another plane to go to Sydney. And sometimes when you're on so many planes, it can be a little bit painful, but for me it's not even painful anymore. I just relax into it and just enjoy it. Enjoy as much as I can and get work done or read a book or talk to my neighbor, something to enjoy the journey a little bit. And that brings me to the next point, which is celebrate. I am a huge believer of celebrating. Celebrating the good things, the not so good things, just celebrating. So the how I celebrated along the way on of the marathon was definitely the music. The music was my celebration. And then at the end, when I finished the marathon, it took me about an hour or so to actually get out of Manhattan. I was staying in Manhattan, but there was so much traffic and I actually lost my credit card while I was running, and I had no money because I just brought my credit card, so I didn't have any money to, and my phone died at the end, so I didn't have any way to get an Uber or a taxi. So I went to the subway station and asked a complete stranger if she could buy me a ticket for the subway. She was totally happy to do that. But then I went home and then I celebrated by getting some really amazing food and a bottle of wine to celebrate. And a friend was going to come over to celebrate with a glass of wine, but I totally crashed before she made it over. So I didn't get to drink wine, but that was probably better anyway. The next point is know where you're going. So in business and life, sometimes I am a big believer in flowing and going with the flow, but sometimes you just really want to know where you're going. You want to know where the finish line is. You want to know where this adventure, this business, this project is going, so you can just run like Forrest Gump. You can go hard and make it to that point where you know you have accomplished something. And the next point is, I believe that you can always do the best you can no matter what situation. So no matter if you are at a crossroads in business or in life and there is a decision to be made whether to go left or right, you can always choose to be a good human being. You can always choose to do the right thing that is good for the greater good, no matter what. And the next point, the second last one, is see yourself succeed. So I know there's a lot of talk about visualizations, and you know, I don't always use visualizations, but sometimes I do. And for this case here with the marathon, since I was in training, a few nights before the event, I just visualized myself in the finish line. I just visualized myself doing the thing and not having a problem and just running the thing and then, you know, tapping into my imagination. And I don't know if it helped or not, but maybe it did. I don't know if that's what made me run the whole thing or not, but I do think that visualization together with action is a good mix. Purely visualizing something without action is not really going to bring us to a very far place. But visualizing plus taking the right action is what's going to make us succeed. And then last point is ask the expert. So ask, if you, depending on already where you're at, if you want to make more sales or you want to have a better relationship or you want to be more healthy, ask the expert. Ask someone who knows what they're talking about. So for me at the marathon, since I had no idea how to do any of this, I arrived at the, somebody told me I need Vaseline to put on my skin somewhere. So I bought a little cup of Vaseline and went to the starting line, and then I saw this guy putting on some cream on his body. So I just asked him, I said, hey, this is my first time running a marathon, where should I put this Vaseline? He said, yeah, just put it under your arms and really where your shorts touch your legs. So I did that. I asked someone who clearly knew what they were doing. And I don't know if it helped, but I didn't have any blisters other than on my feet. So maybe it did help. But those are really the few points I wanted to share with you about mindset and about doing something that you really, really want to do, but maybe are scared of. And hopefully these points that I shared today, at least some of them, hopefully you can apply and take something away from it. It would make me really happy if any of this is helping you in some way. So thanks so much for listening. If you know someone who needs a little bit of a mindset boost maybe, or would love to listen to this episode, please feel free to share it with them. And also if you want to leave a review on our iTunes, on our channel on iTunes, you can find it under Pick of the Bunch. And if you do that and want to send us a screenshot of your review, we will send you a copy of our latest book, Perception. Thanks so much. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.
Basic bananas.